What's up, everybody, to another episode of Dusty Dimes Podcast. I am your host, TJ Plogger, and with me today, I have John LeClaire. How you doing, John?
Very good.
First and foremost, thanks to take the opportunity to meet with me. A couple questions I got for you here. You know, in 1987, you were drafted by Montreal Canadiens, a 33rd overall pick, graduated out of high school. That's incredible. What made you successful getting drafted out of high school?
You know, it's kind of hard to pick one thing. You know, I just loved playing the game when I was a kid. You know, obviously playing the NHL was just a dream. You know, I played the game because I loved it. I didn't really have that set in my mind that I'm going to play pro hockey. I was very fortunate I got a chance to play college hockey. That was kind of when I got to high school. I was like, I'd like to be able to make the next level. So to me, I think just the love of the game is the one thing that just really drove me more than anything.
No, absolutely. That's what I try to instill in my son here, to love her the game. And, you know, here for a player like you, a caliber of your, you know, prestige of, you know, your career, it's good for him to hear and, you know, the audience to hear. But you put your NHL dreams on hold to go to college for University of Vermont. That's a tough decision as a young kid. What?
It wasn't that tough of a decision for me. No, for me, you know, I wanted to go to college. I was going to go. I wasn't ready to jump into the NHL by any means. And, you know, for me, it was an easy choice to go to college instead of signing and go play junior in Verdun or something like that. I didn't see the difference between the two. I mean, there's a big difference with games and stuff like that, but as far as my development, like I said, I wasn't thinking being in the NHL. That wasn't like what I was thinking. I was thinking of the next level. I had to prove myself in college before I could even start thinking about other things anywhere else.
Oh, absolutely. And moving forward, you know, 93 Stanley Cup playoffs, you scored two big overtime winning goals. How was the run for the Cup, and what made your team successful that year?
I just think we came together at the right time. We had an up-and-down year. I mean, we were in the middle of the pack for as far as our division that year. We got down the first two games at home. We lost to Quebec, and then, like I said, we got in a groove. We were a close-knit team. I think that helped a lot. And Patrick got hot at the right time. We had a lot of things working in our favor, but you know, it's so true. When you win a couple of guys, like your family forever, you know, how close we got in that run, it says a lot about how team chemistry can do a lot for a team.
Yeah, absolutely. And then 95 rolls around, you know, you're traded to Philadelphia. What was going through your mind at that point after, you know, winning a cup with Montreal?
It's disappointing. Montreal's a great city. It's a great place to play hockey. You know, the tradition there. I was an hour from my home. So there's a lot of things, you know, positive about playing in Montreal for me personally. But that's part of pro sports, so you know, I realized that. You know, going to Philly was a great opportunity for me. I got to play on the first line with a Hall of Famer. It turned out well. Going there and being able to play with Michael and Eric was probably the best thing that happened.
Yeah, jumping in, the next question I have for you is, you know, you were with Michael and Eric and created the most feared line in AHL, Legion of Doom. Like, going into games like that, did you guys know that you put the fear of God in other guys?
No, we never looked at it like that, obviously. You hear stories from other guys now when you get older. But, you know, it was one of those things that we had good chemistry. We had three good players on the line. I mean, we had a pretty good mix. You know, we had all had size, all had good skate, and all had a knack for the net. And, you know, obviously Eric was leading that charge, but Michael's a tremendous player. I don't think he gets enough credit, you know, for what he can do and what he has accomplished. You know, he was definitely as important as anybody on that line.
Now, you talked about chemistry before with the Canadiens. With the chemistry with that line, you guys, you know, if one guy was down that night, the other guy had to step up. Did you guys have that in your mind?
We did. You know, you take pride, you know, and you get line mates, you take pride in what you can do each shift and get out there, and you want to create something, you want to, you know, give your chance. Chance to score, or you want to at least put pressure and be on the positive side of the shift, and that's all we tried to do. And more nights than none, we had a lot more, you know, checks on the positive side than the negative.
Now, your favorite memory with the Flyers, if you could. I know there's a bunch, but if you could narrow one down.
Yeah, there's a bunch for sure. I mean, you know, I look at, for me, the first thing that grabs me is my teammates and the people I met going through the organization. You know, as a Flyer, you know, the run we had in 2000 when we lost to Jersey in the conference finals, we were up 3-1 on them. It was disappointing, but we had a we had a special group going right then, and I think we would have gave Dallas a pretty good run for the cup that year.
For sure. Now, if you can you talk about your new role with the Philadelphia Flyers and the experience you bring to the young prospects?
Well, my new role with the Flyers is part of hockey development and hockey operations. So, right now I'm just getting into it, getting a feel for all the different departments and everything. Player development is going to be very important. So I've been spending time at development camp with the draft picks and the prospects. And I'll be doing quite a bit of that throughout the year. So for me, it could be a really good fit. I've played many roles throughout my career. I've been a fourth liner that's gotten scratched. I've been on a top power play, played international. So, I think I have a lot of experience that I can hopefully relate to a lot of these guys.
Absolutely. And this is your second season with 3ICE. What's one thing you could take away from your experience with coaching and be around these young guys?
Well, I definitely think it's going to help. You know, last year gone through it, you know what to expect as far as the game. It's a little bit different game out there. I think I expect a lot more out of my team. I mean, last year we were all feeling our way. I got a few guys back from my previous team. Most of the guys here, I think half the guys that played last year are back, either on different teams or whatever, but they know it. It's exciting. They know it's a lot of work. It's a lot of ice for three guys on the ice. You got to be in shape. And they understand the excitement factor. They understand that it's a high-paced game, and we're here to put on a show, and that's what they do.
Sure. My last question, I probably already know the answer is, if three ICE was around during your playing career, who would be your other two and your goalie?
Patrick and Ned with Michael and Aaron.
Perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, that's John LeClair. Thanks, John.
Thank you.